Now, after an Ozaukee County judge ordered the state to purge over 200,000 people from Wisconsin's voter rolls, the state elections commission is saying, not quite yet. Today, the panel failed to approve a motion that would have directed them to remove those names once the judge issues a formal written order. On Friday, Judge Paul Malloy ruled that 234,000 voters may have moved and need to re-register to participate in next year's elections. The matter stems from a postcard the State Elections Commission sent to those people in October asking where they live. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, seeing as how we have votes, elections that are very close, 30,000 vote difference in last year's election for governor, for example, 234,000 could be kind of a big deal, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, when you look at it in the context of, you know, 3.3 million registered voters in Wisconsin, 234,000 might not seem like such a big deal to some people, but we have had so many close elections in Wisconsin in recent years that folks are really talking about this being a really substantial thing potentially for the big races we have next year, like the state Supreme Court race and, of course, the presidential election.
Let's take this back to the beginning or beginning-ish. Laurel, what was this lawsuit? Why was it brought before a court?
So this is a lawsuit brought by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which is a conservative advocacy group in Wisconsin. And essentially what they're arguing is that the State Elections Commission hasn't been maintaining its list of registered voters, its voter rolls, we sometimes call them, in accordance with state law. So Will says that there is a state law that requires the Elections Commission to remove people from the list if they don't respond to this state postcard that they send asking them to confirm whether or not they've moved within 1 month. Now, the Elections Commission has been waiting under current policy up to 2 years to remove some of those people. So that's kind of where the crux of this lawsuit is how long you wait to remove these people who may have moved in Wisconsin or may have moved out of state from the voter rolls.
And not everybody in the state gets these postcards. You have to have, not voted or something like that in a certain period of time. What else makes someone get this postcard?
So the reason that you get this postcard is actually you're flagged by this group called ERIC, which is a national consortium that different states join. And the way ERIC flags people is by them using a different address when they file some form of government paperwork. So if you notify the post office that you have a change of address, or maybe you register a vehicle with a different address than you have previously, ERIC will flag your information and send it to the State Elections Commission and say, hey, we think this person may have changed their residence in Wisconsin. Why don't you check with them and see if they still live there, or if that's somebody that is, sometimes the phrase that's used is bloating. That's somebody that's bloating the voter rolls because they're not actually at that place anymore.
Talking to Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter, about a lawsuit and a court ruling that could take a bunch of people off the voter rolls in Wisconsin. So, Laurel, what is the judge here saying in this order?
So what the judge said was that Will was essentially right in their lawsuit that the state law does require the Elections Commission to remove folks if they don't respond to the postcard within a month. He said that the Elections Commission, if they want to do things differently, they need to go to the legislature and ask for the law to be changed. The argument from the Elections Commission is actually that there's another state law that gives them more discretion over how to handle this voter registration list and how to handle the information that they get from ERIC, that national organization. So really the argument from the Elections Commission is we have this other state law that trumps the one that Will is citing in the lawsuit, but the judge agreed with Will that they need to take action within a month.
And we had some kind of action on the Elections Commission today, and that was, I guess, to not take action. What happened there?
Right. So what happened there is they met to talk about the judge's ruling that came down last week and basically had a 3-3 partisan split on the Elections Commission. These commissioners are appointed by different leaders in the legislature and the governor. And essentially what happened is they voted 3-3 about what to do, whether or not to move forward with different things. And so it's a stalemate. They're not going to do anything.
And I can say this phrase for many stories in Wisconsin, Laurel, an appeal is expected?
That's absolutely right. So an appeal is expected. That'll go up to an appellate court. The first ruling was in Ozaukee County Circuit Court there. A lot of legal watchers of this case are completely, fully expecting it to go all the way to the state Supreme Court.
And for people who end up removed, if they end up removed from voter rolls, that doesn't mean they can never vote again. They would have to just go through the registration steps again. Is that right?
Absolutely. So say you move, a postcard was mailed to your old address, you don't respond, you're removed from the voter rolls. Wisconsin has same-day voter registration. So you could go in on election day as long as you have your ID and proof of your new residency. You can register to vote on that day, and it won't affect you at all.
We'll watch that one progress through the courts. Laurel, wanted to touch base on another story going on now, Foxconn and the state subsidies, the tax credits. The Evers administration reportedly saying, you know what, Foxconn, the plans have changed so much, you're no longer eligible for subsidies as they were originally agreed. What's going on?
So what's going on there is that the Foxconn project has kind of evolved over time. They've changed a little bit about what they're planning to make at the facility, potentially what kind of facility that they're going to build. And so the conversation there is whether or not the company is still in compliance with the original contract that the state signed with them. The original contract actually mentions a specific kind of facility, a generation 10.5 facility. And so some folks are saying that because they're not building that specific kind of manufacturing plant, they're outside the terms of the contract, and therefore the state doesn't have to pay out any of those incentives, even if they meet certain job creation benchmarks. Now, Foxconn has said they've acknowledged that they're in talks with the state about this, but they maintain that they are fully in compliance with the deal with Wisconsin, and they're expecting to meet the first job creation benchmarks that they submit and start getting some of those incentives.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. We talked with her about the 234,000 people who could be removed from the state's voter rolls because they may have changed their address. We also touched on a disagreement between the state and Foxconn over tax credits.